This is Mark Steiner, and today is May the 21st. Welcome to this day in history. This is Afro-Columbia Day, celebrating the end of slavery in the nation of Colombia that happened on this day in 1852. It also celebrates the village of Palenque de Santo Basilio, which is where the music you heard comes from. It's the oldest free African community in the Americas that began when Africans fled, then led a revolt to free other Africans and forced the Spanish to recognize them in 1691. They speak a language spoken nowhere else called Palenquero that was created by the free Africans. It's a mixture of Bantu, Congo, Spanish, and Portuguese. A unique language in a unique culture. And just 2 years later, here in the United States, pro-slavery forces burned down Lawrence, Kansas, in the midst of a civil war in that state between pro- and anti-slavery forces. Bloody Kansas is what it was. It was called Bloody Kansas because anti-slavery Americans settled Kansas and founded its capital, Lawrence. They drove out the southern sheriff, who came back with hundreds of men to kill the population and burn down that town. On the heels of the deadly Franco-Prussian War, which France lost, the citizens of Paris took over their city to found a revolutionary, egalitarian, socialist, cooperative urban society that became known as the Paris Commune. The Free Republic only had control of Paris for 2 months, from March the 21st to May 22nd. For on this day in 1871, the French army swept in into an unprotected portal of the city and over the next 2 weeks slaughtered 20,000 Parisians, fueled by the fear that these ideas of freedom might take hold and spread. In 1895 on this day, the African-American inventor William Purvis of Philadelphia, who was famous for enhancing the fountain pen, allowing it to keep ink and not leak, received patents for a magnetic car balancing device. On this day, separated by a number of years, two events with similar happenings happened. In 1927, Charles Lindbergh touched down in Paris, completing the world's first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean. 5 years later, in 1932, Amelia Earhart makes an emergency landing in Derry, North Ireland, becoming the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. In almost 200 years to the day, in 2001, after Napoleon reinstituted slavery, the Taubira Law was enacted by the French Parliament that officially recognized that the Atlantic slave trade and slavery were crimes against humanity. The law was named after Christian Taubira de Lanon, a French politician born in French Guiana, who was a driving force behind the law and also has been a leading force for land reforms in the French Caribbean as compensation for slavery. And Isaiah Thornton Montgomery was born on this day in 1847. He was born enslaved on Davis Island in Mississippi. And in 1877, he founded the town of Mount Bayou, Mississippi, in the Delta. And while he was alive, he was a very controversial figure, some folks calling him a sellout and a compromise, others a great hero. But the town that he founded, Mount Bayou, was a place where tens of thousands of acres were owned by black farmers until they were stolen away in the 1920s. But despite that, Mount Bayou became a haven for people during the civil rights movement, for black journalists and activists who sought safety in Mount Bayou. And here's a song for your May 21st. Today is the birthday of rapper Notorious B.I.G., who was born this day in 1972 in New York City. And we're going out with our day in history with one of his most popular songs, Juicy.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop.
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Remember rapping Duke? The hard, the hard. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far.